Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
You could ask me one question, and when that one question was answered, it would bring you a whole new level of clarity, of understanding, of confidence, of certainty in what you're doing, whether it's with your training strategies, whether it is with your eating strategies, or with your mindset, your approach to bodybuilding and training. If you could ask me one question, and that one question was answered, and it would bring you clarity, what would that question be? That's what I want you to do. Think about that right now. I want you to call into the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Call into the show today, and you'll get a free ebook of $24.99 value at Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle Max OT Style Weight Training and Cardiovascular Training. That is yours free just for calling in, sharing a question, and then following up with the email. All it takes is one new strategy that's introduced to you, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at that same old challenge that you've been going through with your bodybuilding, your training. If you're not that intense, you want to call it health and fitness, exercise and eating right, it all applies the same way. Building muscle, losing body fat, the principles are all the same. The mental, emotional, training, nutritional principles that it takes get you to the next level while you're just starting off, or you've got a great body and you want to just take it off the charts. All right, it's your understanding and organization of all those principles. So there's no question that you can't ask me, that I can't help you get there. There's no question that is too advanced for the show. There's no question that is not advanced enough. So one new idea can bring you to a whole new level of growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. I am joined with my co-host, Ben Lewis. Ben Lewis is joining us from Australia. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to my website, skiplacour.com, www.skiplacour.com, bodybuilding training information, my years of dedication and passion. So much available for you on that website, articles on every aspect of bodybuilding training and the mindset that goes behind it. If you want to dig a little bit deeper, go to my website at skiplacour.com. And sign up for the free weekly newsletter sent to you by email. And I'll keep you alerted of everything that's going on in the bodybuilding and training world, according to me, Skip LaCour. So go to and sign up for that free newsletter and email alert. Sign up at my website at skiplacour.com. Hey, and for the listeners to this show, listeners just to this show, I've got a free offer for you. If you dig even deeper into this bodybuilding and training process, I'm going to give you free access to my members-only website. So you're going to have to email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, and that is yours for free. Now, to learn more about Ben Lewis, my co-host, you can go to his website at benlewisfitness.webs.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. Ben Lewis Fitness, B-E-N-L-E-W-I-S, fitness. FITNESS.webs.com. And you can email Ben Lewis at benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au, being in Australia, benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au. You email Ben this week, he's got a free gift for you too. That's his top 10 nutritional guidelines just line out simple, effective strategy the way that Ben is known for, benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au. Now, Ben and I are tremendous proponents, advocates, examples of the successful Max OT training program. Max OT, Maximum Overload Training. I want you to go to the AST Sports Science website. Skip of Course Bodybuilding and Training Talk radio show is brought to you by AST Sports Science, AST Sports Nutrition, AST-SS.com, AST-SS.com, the innovators, the creators of the Max OT training program that you heard all over the internet. Maybe if you live in an advanced part of the world and you've heard about it in your gym, Maximum Overload Training is the name for it. It's building muscle, it's losing body fat in the shortest period of time where your workouts are brief, they're intense. I mean, you're put to the test mentally, emotionally, physically, but you come out of there with more muscle, less body fat in a shorter period of time. Go to the AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com, and you can sign up for free access to their website and learn all about the ins and outs of the Max OT training program. Great sports nutrition products. I've been using them for over 15 years. A big contribution to my 6 national championships. The sports nutrition products. You know, I promote the products on my website at skiplacour.com. If you look at the bottom of the front page, you'll see the AST Sports Science website. You order $100 worth of sports nutrition products from there, I'm going to give you a free ebook of your choice. That's what I'm going to do. So, $100, you know, get an ebook for $25. You just save 25% while taking your level of knowledge to the next level. You know, what a great thing to do with that $100 purchase is to get my Max OT training book, $25 off the purchase to help offset those costs. Now you're going to have to order that from my website, though. You go to skiplacour.com, go to the AST logo at the bottom page, click that, order that, get that on the way. So this week, and I know we have callers waiting, you hang on the line, hang in there, and I can answer any question that you may have. I know if you're on the line right now, you may have a specific question. This week, I want to talk about contest preparation. Now, if you've listened to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk radio show over the last year and a half, I've pretty much stayed away from the ins and outs of contest preparation. Now, we've had callers on the show, especially one last week, that stimulated me wanting to talk about contest preparation on this week's show. I've kind of stayed away from it because, you know, when you're on the radio, you're broadcasting to the entire world. Right here over the internet on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I wanted to keep it general so that everyone could benefit, whether you're just beginning or you're advanced. And when you come to contest preparation, how many people are going to really enter a contest of all the people listening to this show? And it wasn't, you know, it's not too many. That's why I kind of avoid it. So when people called, I answered the question. I moved on to broaden it back up to the biggest audience. Well, you know, I've been doing some research. If you on my email list, I'm always in contact with you over the internet. And one thing that's really hot on the internet are blogs. And I was reading an article about how to make your blog more effective. And one thing that the blog said was become super specified in what you talked about. That goes against is opposite of what I just said about how I was doing this show. And boy, do I have knowledge when it comes to contest preparation. Well, yeah, I've done over 30 shows. I've coached hundreds of bodybuilders around the world to their shows. So I definitely have a wealth of knowledge that I wasn't using. So we had a caller last week. I really kind of got him down to, kept away from the specifics because that's not where I was with him. I got him to the general mindset of contest preparation. I was flooded with emails of how you found that so beneficial. And it also gave you the mindset for a lot of guys out there, a lot of people out there who on their bucket list, something that they want to do before they died was to enter a bodybuilding show. And years go by and they never entered it because they can never get their mind straight, never get enough confidence to even enter a show, and time goes by. But that's something that they want to do. And last week's show proved to be a great motivator for them to finally get in that mindset, to finally enter that show. So I wanted to continue that on today. But before I start, I want to introduce my co-host, Ben Lewis. Ben Lewis from Australia. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very, very well. It's good to be here. Great to be here.
Right. And if you want to learn more about Ben, you want to get on his mailing list, his friend list, I talked about his website. If you want to know more about me, go to Facebook. Facebook is a great way to communicate on the happenings all throughout the day. It's really taken on over the world. If you have a Facebook account, go to my account, Skip LaCour, SkipLaCour, Skip LaCour. Go to Ben Lewis, BNLEWS. Sign up to be friends and keep on track of our updates that we do on there through Facebook, too. Another way to keep in contact with us over the Internet and share information back and forth. Now, Ben was excited when I said I was going to talk about contest preparation. You know, Ben, that's something. Now, tell me why it was so interesting to you, and do you have your list of questions along with everyone else about the ins and outs of contest preparation?
I certainly do. Yeah, absolutely. The main thing that really inspires me, you know, about contest prep is really just wanting to achieve for myself in that area and just, you know, just set my standards and heights at tremendous levels and just, you know, do whatever I can just to really, you know, reach that end there. So I'm just in that process of learning as much as I can. And certainly I do. I've got a whole page of questions here and just ready to go. So, yeah.
Oh, no, that's awesome, man. We know we have some callers online. I'm going to get to you right now, and we'll get right back. So we have a caller from the 435 area code. I'm going to start with you. 435. Caller, are you there? 435 area code. Oh, just dropped off. Now we'll have a caller from the 916 area code. Caller, are you there? 916.
Hey, Skip, I'm here.
And who am I speaking with?
Tristan in Sacramento, California.
My hometown. Did you know that, Christian?
It's Tristan. No, I didn't know that.
Yes, I was raised in... What high school did you go to in Sacramento?
I was homeschool.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to Jesuit High School down there in Carmichael. Are you familiar with Jesuit High School?
No, I'm not, Skip.
Well, what part of Sacramento do you live in?
I live in right around the 95817 area. That's kind of sort of near the center of downtown. It's kind of
okay.
Near Broadway.
Well, I was a suburb guy there in Carmichael and Fair Oaks. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Chris. What's your question today? How can I help you?
It's actually Tristan with a T.
Oh, Tristan. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of people make that mistake. That's okay.
Okay. All right, Tristan. How can I help you?
Well, I have been bodybuilding for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Pretty consistently, and I've been trying to, you know, put on as much muscle as possible. And actually, more recently, I've been trying to get in better conditioning, and I've been, you know, trying to, you know, figure out exactly how I can do that. And I was reading an article you had on your website about taking in a lot of calories and doing a lot of cardio to actually help you get lean. And I don't know whether or not that's a good route to take. That article was called Cardiovascular Training's Positive Effect on Speeding Up Your Metabolism and Building Muscle. I don't know if you remember that one or not.
That's it. Yeah, I do remember that question. Now, one thing I talked about, information on the Internet.
Right.
It's really important, and I think that, you know, in when you you go to the movies, there's ratings like G, PG, 13, you know, R rated, you know, so that you could, what the movie is appropriate to what age group, right?
Right.
You know the ratings of the movies. And I kind of said, you know, articles on the Internet, or really in magazines when it comes to bodybuilding and training, they should have a rating, like 1 to 10, meaning that order and priority. So for you at a year and a half, when you read an article, if it had a rating, like for you, Tristan, at 1.5 years, this would be a 10 for you. Okay? Now, and the lower the number got would be the less of a priority it would be. One is for something like carbohydrate manipulation on advanced days or blah, 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 blah. That would be like a 1 for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's for the guy who's really, really advanced, you know. So you know which information applies best to you with your time and grade, right? Mm-hmm. And basically for those who haven't gone to my website at skiplacour.com, and what he's talking about, I talked about an article. And when it comes to building muscle and losing body fat, especially weight training and cardiovascular training, people make it an either-or thing. If you want to build muscle, you got to eat a ton of calories, you got to get fat, you got to bulk up and train heavy,
yeah,
and then
I've tried
you got
to
put
myself and
right.
You know,
okay, and then you got to
don't build muscle. You know?
Right. Then you get big and bulky, and you lift heavy weight, and that's how you build muscle. Well, then when that process is over, like when is the muscle building process ever over? Okay, you're going to be bulking for your whole life, right? Because we always want more muscle, right? But when that day comes. All right. When you think you got enough muscle, well, then you start cutting down. You start going through your cutting phase, or however it's described, you know. And then you start stripping off the body fat, and that's when you start doing cardio. But oh, no cardio while you're trying to build muscle. And so basically, what that article is about is that, you know, first of all, you should be in this for a healthy reason. You can't just eat, be a slow roll slug just to pack on the 3 ounces more muscle in a year. You know, you should be building muscle. You should be staying lean, staying healthy, keeping the heart pumping, adding cardiovascular training to your lifestyle, keeping that blood circulating, oxygenating, circulating. It's a healthy process, bodybuilding, okay?
Yeah.
And to not be afraid of it, because actually, you know, when you train to build muscle, your weight training, a big part of it, and we talked about in the show, and you know this, Tristan, is 80% of the way you're going to look, how you're going to build muscle, how you're going to feel, is how you eat.
Absolutely.
Not, you can be an animal in the gym. You can have a great bench press, great numbers. You don't back it up those 23 other hours of the day with great eating habits. You're not. Your work isn't going to show.
Right.
You know, you're not going to support that weight training, the trauma that you did to your body by eating so that the muscles recover properly and they grow. You're going to have some body fat, so even if you do have some muscle in there, it's always going to be covered by some fat, and you're never really going to know how much muscle you're really gaining. So, you know, your eating is so important. Now, if you keep your metabolism up, all right, there's a lot of ways to do that. Cardio is just a very small part of keeping your metabolism up. Eating those smaller, more frequent meals is probably a better way to keep that fire, that torque, that flame, that metabolism going consistently for a day, for a week, for a month, for a year. Eating those 6, 7, 8 meals, smaller meals all throughout the day, does a better job of keeping that metabolism up than any type of cardio, right? But cardio does play its place. Cardio can actually keep that metabolism sped up, meaning you can eat more food.
Yeah.
All right, so the purpose of that article, Tristan, is that, okay, let's just say, and I don't like to use these numbers because I know many of you out there, you want to break this down, this bodybuilding stuff like you did in school, and say, okay, X plus Y equals Z, and, you know, 100 plus 200 equals 300. It doesn't necessarily work out that way. It's a good starting point to put you in a direction. But let's say that, you know, Tristan, you know, how old are you? You sound rather young. How old are you, Tristan?
19.
You're 19 years old, okay? Well, his body at 19 years old is going to burn food at a different rate than someone who is 35 years old, all right? So you can get on a chart and you can say, Tristan eats 3,000 calories. His body is going to handle that differently at 19 than someone at 35. All right, well, what if a 35-year-old eats 6 to 7 meals throughout the day, he adds cardio, and Tristan just is bulking up with his 3,000 calories. Well, that 35-year-old, even that he's old or whatever factors you might plug into a computer or your internet little chart that you calculated that I found on the internet, that 35-year-old might be burning through those 3,000 calories a lot more effectively than Tristan is at his 19-year-old peak studly little the world is his for the taking at 19 years old, you know, because of how he manipulates his body. So you can't just go by numbers, all right? So the point is, I can have a 35-year-old burning calories more efficiently at 35 than Tristan at 19, especially if he eats those 6 or 7 meals and he adds cardio and keeps that metabolism stoked,
right?
You know, where he eats a meal and his metabolism's going so hot, and hopefully you know this feeling that you eat a meal, Tristan, and right after you eat it, it's like, boom, you start almost coming out into a balmy sweat. Do you know what that feeling is?
Yeah, know, that definitely is a
That's because your body's torqued. You know, you've got your metabolism moving in the right direction, and it's burning up that fuel that you just, that food, that fuel that you just introduced to your body. So basically what I'm saying, you get that machine going. You eat those 6 to 7 smaller meals. You get that cardio going. Gentlemen, you can eat more food. And when you eat more food, your metabolism races faster. When it races faster for a day, for a week, for a month, or a year, you know, you're feeding your body better, right? You're going to build more muscle while you're doing cardio, magically like that, because your body uses those nutrients more effectively. It's all in that process, all right?
I really thought it was really neat what you talked about doing more cardio and that allowing you to pack on more muscle over time, how it affects your metabolism, and particularly assimilating the proteins to build muscle. And
exactly.
So now
I'm
starting up, because I've been using the MaxOT training, and starting up my new cycle now. I'm doing like 45 minutes of cardio every day and eating like 11 meals and keeping that spaced out throughout the whole day. And just that, it's just really, I am noticing it. It's like it's keeping everything just running hotter and hotter and hotter.
Well, Christian, you know, me being a life coach, success coach, and putting all the elements of life, I started here in a 19-year-old eating 11 meals a day. There's that big brother, Skip, in me that wants to kind of probe into your head and ask, why in the world are you doing that at 19 years old?
Well, I love it. I love every moment of it, and I love the muscle-building process. I love the diet and everything about it. I'm just very passionate about it, just like you were. You have been.
Yeah. So what else is going on in your life, Tristan?
Well, right now, I've been putting a lot of focus into that, a lot of focus into bodybuilding, and that's been a big passion for me. And finding your information has been really great because it's really helped, I think, propel me forward in that direction.
Good, good. You know, I'll tell you something. Is that the reason why I asked this question? I'm writing this article right now for Iron Man magazine. You'll see it here in a couple months, and I've really waited to the last minute to have this article because life is this totally evolving process. Once you think you have it down, something kind of says, Skip, maybe look at it this way, that what you think your life is like and how it appears, and as time goes on, you may see it a different way. And as your coach, as your friend, I don't want to just help you build big muscles and lose body fat. I also want you to put in the context of life that you really want. And, you know, for 15 years, I really wanted to be the best competitive bodybuilder. You know, as I stopped competing, I said to myself, wow, you know, what was going on in my life that made me put so much dedication into it? Because for everything in life, for every pro, there's a con. For every up, there's a down. And the bigger you can see your life, the big picture you can see of your life, like if you're a quarterback in football, and be patient with me over there because football is so big here in the United States. You know, the quarterback, that position is so difficult because that quarterback has to be the leader of everyone on his team, directing them all in the right direction. At the same time, he's got to see the defense and all the nuances and all the variations of defense to run a play. He's got to be very intelligent. Well, you've got to be the quarterback of your own life and really see the whole playing field. You can't just say, hey, we're going to do a running play to the left side, and even if you get to the line of scrimmage to run the play, all 11 plays are stacked to the left side. You can't just keep on doing it anyway. So what you think may be right, it may not be right at the time. And when I look back at bodybuilding, what the reasons were that made me so focused, such an expert at contest preparation, something that maybe you and I, Trishan, may talk about at another time. Do you have a contest date in mind? Do you love this process?
No, actually, I don't know at this moment.
Is that your dream to enter a contest one day?
I don't. Maybe, you know. Right now, I'm pretty much an amateur doing it because I really just love to do it. But
okay,
that might be something in the future.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you think about a contest preparation, it's just something you never thought about.
You know, I occasionally will think about it, but when it comes down to getting really serious about it, I kind of go, well, you know, maybe not. you know, I'm doing this for myself, and I'm
okay.
getting in shape, and it's just really great, and, you know, maybe down the road, but nothing too serious.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's awesome. You know, do you have any other questions? Because I'm going to get right into this contest question. Good call, a very good call. And I think that for you, if I were to rate that 10, meaning that's really at a year and a half, you should really worry about what I'm saying. I would say that's about that question that you asked or that particular article was probably for you about a 5, meaning that what I don't want you to do is be a bulker guy who eats fats and whatever and, you know, doesn't eat like small and more frequent.
If I want to get lean, you think that just probably eating calories and doing...
I think that you should concentrate on controlling your metabolism, whether you want to build a lot of muscle, you want to stay lean, or get more lean. And the process of building muscle and losing body fat, it isn't as complicated as a lot of people want to make it out to be. Building muscle and losing body fat, it's a totally separate process. Fat and muscle are not the same thing. You can be building muscle and losing body fat at the same time. It's the strategies that I talk about on my website. That's like traumatized beating up the muscle through your training. It's letting it rest and recuperate. While it's resting and recuperating, feeding it the nutrients it needs, you know, primarily that protein and good quality protein all throughout the day, through those meals, and then beating up the muscle after it's been probably, it's recovered, okay? That's how you build muscle. Now, you know, very simply, how do you lose body fat? Well, it's, you know, after you've fed the muscles properly, if the metabolism is running so high, just say, again, I don't like to throw out these numbers because I don't want you to get caught, anyone to get caught up on numbers, but let's say you're burning calories at a rate of 3,000 calories a day, right? If you, you know, maintain eating about 3,000 calories a day, your weight's going to probably stay the same. When you start creating a deficit, that's when you gradually start losing body fat. Well, we all know that if our body burns 3,000 calories a day, if we eat no calories, zero, we're creating a deficit of 3,000. Oh, sure, we're going to lose weight. If we don't eat for a week, we'll lose a lot of weight. But, of course, that's not going to be – the muscle is going to be the first thing to go. You're tricking your body into famine state, and it's going to hold on the body fat, lose all the muscle you gain. So you can't create such a deficit, even though that's the key to losing body fat. The key is to create a gradual deficit while you're feeding the body the nutrients it needs to maintain that muscle that you're striving for. And so, you know, that's where the trick comes in. It's like, you know, knowing what that amount is, you know, whether you do it gradually over time by having a deficit of like 200 calories a week. So if your body's burning about a rate of 3,000, again, you're not going to know what that means. It's going to have to go by a feel. And then you create a deficit. Just say you're eating 2,800 calories. You do that for a week, maybe drop another 200. That's how you strip the body fat while maintaining that muscle. You still keep on eating calories close to that metabolism. You still eat the right nutrients, the protein, carbohydrates, and fat. You still eat the smaller, more frequent meals. You still train heavy in the gym, and you can still keep cardiovascular training into the process. So,
how do you know when you're keeping your calories really high? And
yes.
Talked about in that article. How do you know how much is too much calories, or how much cardio is too much or not enough? Or like, is there like a rule?
Now that is such a great question, Tristan. I guess if I could just boil it down into like an hour talk radio show, well, then I would, no one would need to go to anybody else for information, because I would just have it all locked in, right? And believe me, as I break this down, as I try to break down the understanding as a teacher, as a coach, I whittle it down, whittle it down, whittle it down. I think it comes down to a lot of the factors that I talk about with the mindset. Obviously, if there was one diet or one training strategy that was out there that could just, you know, if I gave you training strategy A, and I gave it to you, and I said, hey, this has worked for hundreds of guys, and then you said, hey, it didn't work for me, it may not work for you, right? Well, what's the explanation that it worked for hundreds of other guys? I mean, you in a year and a half into this process, and you probably reading the internet, you have your buddies in the gym. So if I had a program, Tristan, that it worked for 100 other guys, a training program, but I gave it to you and it didn't work, you weren't happy with it. What would be the reasons why your friends would tell you it didn't work for you, that training program? Just some of the stuff that you've heard.
Actually, I've never had that come up with anyone.
Okay. Well, if you read the do you read message boards where, you know, have novice guys trying to figure out this bodybuilding stuff, talking to each other, do you ever look at those message boards?
I've kind of disconnected from that mostly.
Okay, that could be a good idea. I always joke around that a lot of times it's the blind leading the blind, and if you get one blind guy there that's been training a whole 8 months, but he really studied, really, you know, he becomes very persuasive. Maybe he's a good writer, maybe he's very argumentative. He can convince a lot of little rookies about his novice way of doing it, and he comes off as very certain. So probably a good idea to stay off those message boards. Go to a source like skiplacour.com, like this radio show, that you can trust. But, you know, what you normally hear in situations like that is, oh, well, the reason why that training program didn't work was because, oh, your body type, or that only works for big guys, or mesomorphs, or ectomorphs, or brown twitch fiber, blah, 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 you know, and they make it really complicated. You know, it's my belief, not only my personal experiences, observing the experiences of advanced bodybuilders from all different levels, and helping thousands, literally thousands of people around the world, it's really how you look at everything, how you set up your day, how you organize your life, your day, your eating habits. Now, you're talking about these 11 smaller, more frequent meals. Now, that's a little extreme, especially for a 19-year-old. You're loving it. You keep on doing it. It's working for you. Okay, now, here's the point. Is there's guys out there that are eating three times a day, and they have no clue why the training program isn't working. You know, if I can get them to six meals a day, it would work. Their training program would look better. God, if I can get them to be as committed to you and even break it down and break up their day doing it 11 times like you, they'd even see better results. And it has nothing to do with their training program. Okay, here's another thing. A lot of times these guys are winning. Their training program is working, but God, I gained 30 pounds my first 6 months, but then my gains stopped. I guess my body just got adapted to the system, and so I got to find a new training program or whatever. Dude, what are you going to think? You're going to gain 30 pounds for 6 months for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Jeez, you train 10 years, you'd be 800 pounds of ripped solid muscle. That's just not having an understanding of how the process works. You know, is they're winning the game, they're thinking they're losing, and then they start acting like a person who's losing, searching for more strategies. Another thing is that they don't see in the mirror what their friends see. They think that they're small and this and that, but they look great. And so they search for a new strategy, or they don't think their strategy is working. See, there's so many things like that. I never talked about one thing about the weight training. I never talked about how they're doing the bench press or how much volume of training. I talked about their mindset. I talked about how they organize their eating. It had nothing to do with their training. There are so many key elements to this whole thing that I'm going to sit, if I could sit you down and line all out, I can make any training program that you pick work. Okay, I can make any diet that you pick work. Now, are there some that are more effective than others that I firmly believe will get you from A to B faster? Yes, there are. But until I get your life organized, your thought process on how you think of bulking up versus cardio versus weight training, your time off, volume of training, what intensity is, you know, that you should eat smaller, more frequent meals and why you should do that, that you're winning, you're really not losing, what your expectations should be, that's all right in your head, okay? Had nothing to do with the specifics. And you know what? It's just a great lead-in, Tristan, because on my website, if you go to skiplacour.com, I'm doing a series of teleseminars.
Yeah.
All right? They're starting here in just 2.5 weeks. And it's all into that mindset, how to organize all these principles that you and I are talking about right now. It's organizing all of those principles so that you can take any training strategy, any eating strategy, and then make it work. And it's a lot of stuff that we just talked about, you know, right,
yeah.
Right now. So that's my upcoming bodybuilding and training, Mindset of a Champion seminar. Go to skiplacour.com. See that on the front page about the teleseminar coming up. And like I said, Tristan, that's a great question. And that's why I don't, like, I can talk to somebody, I can see their time and grade, and I don't go to articles. Like, it has a 1 rating that's about glycogen manipulation or calorie rotation or something.
Yeah.
When they've been training for a year, year and a half, and they need to get their mindset, their day organized in a manner similar to you. Does that make sense to you, Tristan?
Just getting the basics down with the most important fundamentals and also the mindset.
Yeah, but it starts with your mind, how to pick. Even deciphering information, like I said, it's a maze out there. If I can get your head going in the right direction, you can pick a strategy, you can have confidence in that strategy, and then you can make it work through determination, through persistence and consistency. Mindset of the champion is everything. Because look at the champions, okay? Look at the champions. So what would a person with just 1 year of training, maybe 6 months of training, on a message board? He sees all these champions, whether they're drug-free champions or guys on drugs. They've been training 10 or 15 years, and one trains high reps, low weight. The other one trains heavy, low reps. One eats this kind of diet. What does that novice sit back when his head is spinning and says, hey, well, what training strategy should I use? Well, he uses this one, but this one gives this one. Well, their mind starts saying, oh, well, his works because he's a mesomorph, or his works because he's genetically elite, or his works because he's on steroids, or this, you know, you can't decide. You don't have any clue why it's working. That's a guy with 6 months in this just grasping for straws, okay? And, you know, look, the guys who start doing this that are doing it 5 years later is probably like 2% because their head is spinning how to put these pieces together.
Yeah.
And that's what Mindset of a Champion is all about. Now, I promised to talk about contest preparation, so I want to make sure that I do that in our last 20 minutes. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. Thank you, Tristan, for the call. Call back again. I want to hear more about your progress.
Okay.
During these tough economic times, many people are absolutely terrified of what the coming months or even years have in store. They wonder if they will still have their jobs or be able to hang on to all the material possessions they once thought would bring them happiness. They feel they are no longer in control of the direction of their lives. These tough economic times have a lot of people reconsidering what is really important in life. How about you? I see these challenging economic times as an opportunity to focus on improving your body, mind, and spirit. Now is the time to start controlling factors in your life that are within your control. This is the time to take a step back and reconstruct a stronger, better you. Now is the time to become a man who is considerably tougher than any financial downturn. While everyone else around you is freaking out, use this time as an opportunity to step up as a leader among your family, friends, coworkers, and customers. My one-on-one personal coaching program will help you improve your body, mind, and spirit. The time you invest will help you renovate that stronger, better you who is a leader in his social circles. Here's how the one-on-one bodybuilding and training coaching program works. You and I will talk for 30 minutes every week. We will talk on the exact same day at the exact same time every week, as structure is an essential element to this coaching program. Over the next 6 months, not only will you be held accountable for your bodybuilding and training success by checking in with me over the phone each week, you will also have a variety of assignments that you'll need to execute. It's time to finally master this area of your life. I will create a well-devised, personalized plan for your bodybuilding and training efforts that will become more apparent over time. My almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training industry and almost 25 years in the personal development motivation field enables me to teach you in a manner that produces immediate results and even more benefits that you will undoubtedly appreciate and understand as time goes by. I will take you through a series of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological exercises during our time together. But I must first get a good sense of who I am dealing with and where you currently are in order to make an intelligent decision on how to proceed.
Because most people these days have unlimited minutes on their cell phone, the cost of talking will be relatively inexpensive. It's not like the old days with long-distance phone calls. If you prefer internet phone services like Skype or Yahoo, or live outside the United States, that option is also available. Now, just 6 months commitment is required with a satisfaction guarantee. I've made getting into this coaching program a whole lot easier for you. The investment for the 6-month program is at a reduced rate of $199 a month. You will be committed to 6 months of my services when you sign up. You will be charged automatically the same day every month. Some of these bodybuilding and training concepts that I share with you will take time to develop. I will allow you to cancel your 6-month commitment after just 2 months if you are not completely satisfied with the program during these first 2 months. Take action now. Step up and commit to one of these extremely limited positions. If you have any questions, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com.
All right, that's my one-on-one coaching program. I taught 3 days during my week where that's all I do. Boom, half hour, half hour, half hour. I coach men, people all over the world, actually get them on track for their time and grade through my personal one-on-one coaching where I'm talking to you on the phone at the same time every week. So that's all about my coaching program. Go to skiplacour.com and learn more about that. Also, the teleseminar series that I talked about that's starting towards the end of this month on the 21st, that's 6 weeks where, you know, I, as designated time, I line out strategies. It's a specific seminar setting where I'm talking for an hour and a half for six consecutive weeks. And, again, it's that mindset of a champion. It's how you can put all these strategies. Because, you know what, I've talked about the Max OT program. All right, over and over again, Ben has talked about it, the results that we've received from it. Okay, well, I know some of you may have a training program that works for you, and or it may be an eating program that works for you, or even though as much as I talk about AST Sports Science products, how much I love them, how much they've helped me, you have your own brand. All right, here's the deal, is that I can have you glue no matter what training program you do or what eating plan you're on or whatever nutritional supplements that you can use. You know, I can help you get the most out of your plan, your action, with that mindset of a champion. And it's lined out. Some of the things Trish and I just talked about on the phone, it's going to be all lined out for you. Go to skiplacour.com. Learn more about that teleseminar. And the reason why I even created that was, look, a lot of guys can't afford to talk to me on the phone every week in a coaching program. And I had so many emails saying, God, how can I want you to help me. How can I get you to help me? And so I created a very, extremely affordable way to be able to interact, to talk, to get on this program. In 9 hours over these 6 weeks, $99. All right, how can you beat that? So go to skiplacour.com. Hurry up and sign up for that teleseminar. And I know some of you guys are listening to this on a podcast version. Go to skiplacour.com. That space is limited on that, the teleseminar phone line. Another question is, hey, what's a teleseminar? Is that a television? Did I see you on my television over the internet? No. Teleseminar means telephone seminar, meaning that you don't have to travel to come see me, waste money on a hotel, spending a flight somewhere to meet me. It says we just meet on the internet. You just, at a particular time, you just call up and you hear me just like you're hearing me now over your telephone. So 9 hours over 6 weeks, $99. Go to skiplacour.com. That's a no-brainer. Sign up for that, guys. All right. So, Ben, what we talked about before with Tristan kind of went on a little rant. I'm so passionate about that. Anything you want to add to anything I talked about?
Yeah, I mean, really just what you were mentioning, you know, creates a lot of clarity in regards to, you know, just nutrition, food, starting with, you know, the maximum amount and then just slowly depleting from there. And, you know, I thought it was very, very helpful. No, it was great. So I really enjoyed that whole segment there. It was very helpful.
Good. And again, it's just all these organizing principles. It's how you organize all this information in your mind. Are you going after level one priority material with a passion? You read this article about, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, drop sets with a 30-second rest and then doing jumping jacks in between. Oh, it looks like a passionate, interesting article. Hey, you were training for level one, I mean, for a year and a half, that's level one for you. Stick to the level 10 articles, all right? But how do you know which ones those are? And that's, you know, why I'm here to help you. All right, let's talk about contest preparation. And, you know, this is a topic if you – I'm going to look at your emails this week. If there's something you want to talk about for next week, we can continue on there. Let me just say this about contest preparation. And this is really focused on all you guys out there that are training in the gym and loving every minute of it, saying, you know what, one day I want to enter a contest. All right, and you have friends say, dude, you look good. Should enter a contest someday. Let me just tell you something. That someday is never going to come until you set a date. All right, I don't care when you set a date. I don't care if you're really ambitious and say you're going to enter next year's show, and it may be coming up here in a couple weeks, and you go watch it, and then you say, next year I'm entering that show. I don't care if you set it 5 years from now, and I don't mean to set a contest 5 years from now just so you can put it off. I mean, you really committed to it, all right? The date isn't important. What is important that you do set a date. Look, we as human beings, we do not work well just because we should or that would make us happy. We work well because of pain. We don't do anything unless we're driven up by pain or afraid of it or we've caused ourselves, and that's what deadlines do. We may set them with good intentions, like I'm going to do that, but when that date comes up, that's when we show what we're made of physically, mentally, emotionally, how we manage our time, how we manage our resources like money and things like that, how we get creative. We don't test ourselves. We don't push ourselves. We don't become all that we can be until we have a deadline. And when that deadline gets closer and closer and closer, that's when we box ourselves in. All right? If you have no date for a contest, all right, just say whenever. Why are you going to get up when you're really tired, you've been working really hard, whatever, and it's time to go to the gym? Or why are you going to kick in that extra cardio? Why are you going to go for 5 more pounds? You know, that date that you're going to have to get up there in your posing trunks is so far off, it's never going to happen. All right? You have to set a date. That's the first and foremost. All right, because you're not, yeah, you think you train hard in the gym. Yeah, you think you eat right. Let me tell you, the time you set a date and that date happens, that date gets closer. You're not even, whatever you think you're doing right now, you're not even close to what you can do. Bill Phillips, the Body for Life guy, ES founder, he sat me into it and he talked about deadlines because you got to set deadlines for everything. When I met him in his office, like, geez, that must have been 15 years ago. And it was something I already knew, but when I saw a really successful guy talk about deadlines, here's the other thing he said about deadlines. Is he said, Skip, you know, you set a deadline that you really don't even start thinking about it until the deadline. You know, meaning that the day to start preparing, we were talking about articles or date for writing books or products or whatever it was, it's that you probably aren't even going to get it done until a couple weeks after your deadline, okay? But you wouldn't even start thinking about it until the deadline. The process doesn't even get going until you set a deadline. I can't emphasize that enough. Block yourself in. And if you can't identify with this, well, let me take you back to high school when you had your little term paper that was due and your teachers gave you a 3 month in advance what your term paper was going to be, what it was going to do, how many pages. When did you start working on that? Come on, be honest. Ben, do you remember back in high school?
I do, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I can definitely remember those times.
Hey, was it marinating in the back of my mind? Did I feel stressed as the date got closer? I didn't start working on that thing until a week before. There was really no use even giving me the assignment 3 months ahead of time. You know, because I wasn't starting to even do it, okay? That's what a deadline is. That's how it's going to work with your show, all right? So without a deadline, you're fooling yourself. You're not going to ever enter that show. And that's kind of the thing is that if there's something I can do for you as your coach, as your friend, if that's on your dream list to enter a show, I want to give you the courage and confidence and the mindset to do that. I have so many emails from bodybuilders, from guys who just, oh, you know, I've always wanted a show, okay? enter a show. All right, now, in that same vein, I want to say to you is that don't say, well, when I build more muscle or this or that. You know what? Nobody has enough muscle. You don't have enough muscle. I never had enough muscle. You know, Mr. Olympia doesn't have enough muscle. That day, oh, look at me. I have enough muscle. It's never going to come, right? What's going to give you enough muscle or get you lean enough or get you knowledgeable enough is when you have a deadline, and you better start cracking down, finding more time in your day, start reading up, start sticking to your diet, start pushing the pizza away. That's what's going to make you have more muscle, not just some day. You're not going to just all of a sudden walk in front of your mirror and go, hey, I have enough muscle. Okay, it's now time to enter a contest, all right? Guys, that day is never going to come that way, all right? Nobody has enough muscle. And, you know, here's the other thing, the illusion of bodybuilding is, you know, you don't even need to have a lot of muscle. You know what you need to do? You have to have a well-sculpted physique. By that I mean that your deltoids, you have to hit all three heads. All right, and they match with biceps and triceps that you worked evenly and consistently. And guys, if you're one of those people who skip leg days, okay, you work your legs, all right, where everything's symmetrical. Then when you strip off that body fat, if you strip off that body fat and you get up on stage, you're a statue. And you have that illusion of size because everything's in proportion. And if you don't, you can't understand what I'm saying, go to those shows where you see some big, huge guy. He's a heavyweight. He's super heavyweight. And you see him on stage, but he doesn't have, his legs aren't developed, right? You know, you may see this guy in person walking around in your gym. The guy is huge, 250 pounds, all right? Well, then you go online or whatever from the contest, and you see his pictures. And you compare him to the middleweight guy with the perfect, or every muscle has been hit. The middleweight guy could weigh 100 pounds less than him, but if you put the picture next to the picture, the little guy, the middleweight, looks 10 times bigger because everything's in proportion. So don't worry about more and more and more muscle. Worry about more about getting things in proportion. You got to start the process because a guy who's a competitor, he trains with a different mentality, a guy who wants to be a competitor someday. And you got to start your first contest. Look, just like in life, you're going to be better with your second one and your third one and your fourth one, all right? If you keep on putting off the first one, you never get that process going. You got to get into the game. But work on hitting every muscle, creating that illusion. This is something important. Well, if you want to enter that contest one day, you definitely should go see a show so that the whole process isn't such a mystery, okay, number one. But what I want you to do is this. And I want you to take note for your sake, it's not about anyone else, all right? I want you to sit in the first row, second row, get the best seat you can, and just look at these physiques. You know, there's going to be one guy out there who's going to impress you, and he's going to go, damn, that guy looks good. Everything, his abs, his legs, he's just got this beautiful symmetry. He's huge. That guy is awesome. Boy, I'd want to look like him. Make a point during after his weight class is over, maybe go to the pre-judging is a good time to do this. That's when they do, for those of you who aren't familiar with the contest, that's when the nuts and bolts are done. All right, the nighttime show when they dance around and the posing routines, blah, 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 give out the trophies, that's not where the heart of the work is. That's not where it's judged. It's really judged. It's already judged by the time they hit that night show. Anyway, that guy that looks so great up on stage, I want you to make a point on finding him walking around in the lobby at the show. Because I'm going to tell you something, he's going to be walking around with his baggy sweats. He's going to be walking around with his pro tan, that's the tanning to make him look dark on stage, all seeping through his old sweats. And he's going to walk by and you're going to go, that's the same guy? That little pipsqueak? That little guy is the same guy up on stage. Look, that stage creates a gigantic illusion. The pictures you see on the bodybuilding websites of the contest, that's a huge illusion. I want you to see the guy in person because he's not that big. He's not as big as that illusion on stage of those pictures created him. And I want you to notice that because I want you to realize you don't have to be so huge that you think that's preventing you. Oh, well, I can't enter a show until I get really huge, I get more muscle. All right? So these are really important things that you need to get yourself in the mindset to become the best you can be and even get this process going. Here's another thing I want to tell you, all right, it is so, so critically important who you get mentorship from when you go through the contest process when you start it. Okay, number one is you really shouldn't try to do this alone. You shouldn't go on the internet and try to read this and that about internet contests. You really should get some mentorship, some coaching. Now, you know, definitely get into contact with me with coaching, definitely the high end, all right? If you're really dedicated, you know, look for a plan on my website to get you joined. But even if you can't make that investment in me, go find someone to help you through the process, someone who has done it before. It's really important because, you know, you don't know how to do this. You have to put in so much work, so much of your life and dedication. You don't want to just show up. You want to do your best, okay? So find that guy in the gym who's done it before, all right? But here's the challenge. You can't just find any guy, right? Let me tell you how it works in bodybuilding, right? There's only one winner in every weight class, all right? Look, bodybuilding, what people think of their physique, is there anything more personal, emotionally personal, than your own body, all right? Especially when you put tons of work and time into it. Do you really think that when a contest is judged and you say, hey, how'd the judging go? And a guy came in fifth place, do you think he really has my physique just wasn't good. I just don't have the best structure, and, you know, I was a little off and everybody was better. He's not going to tell you that. He may tell you that 6 months after the show, but let me just tell you something. In life, there's usually one winner and everybody else is losers, all right? So just say there's a bodybuilding show and there's 5 weight classes and there's 10 people in each weight class, all right? There's going to be one winner for every weight class, and there's going to be 9 losers. Okay, multiply that by all the bodybuilding contests around the world. One winner, 9 losers. And here's the thing is, there's really, that's the weight class. And so you might think, well, there's 5 winners spreading the great virtues of how to win a contest and everything like that. But there are 45 losers out there saying, oh, these contests are fixed, it's so political, the judging isn't fair. Well, but here's the thing, there's 5 class winners, right? But usually there's only one overall winner. The chances are very good the other 4 weight class winners who don't win the overall are going to be complaining about how the judging is so unfair, all right? So you have to remember that. There's a lot of losers out there spreading how, oh, don't get your hopes up too high, judging isn't fair, it's political and this and that. It's so important who you connect to, who you talk to. Let me just tell you something quick. Now we're coming down to the last couple minutes, and you know we're going to continue this conversation about contest preparation. Let me just tell you something about the judges. They judge every single contest fairly, all right? I don't care what you've heard. They judge every contest fairly. All right? Again, I don't care what you've heard. All right? You're hearing it from someone who really personally worked hard, really put in their time, and they lost. They're not biased, and they're saying how judging isn't fair. Let me quickly tell you about a judge. A judge is just as passionate as you times 100. He's basically, he or she is judging a contest basically for free. And let me just tell you something right off the bat. I've never judged, well, maybe I judged a contest a long time ago. I'm not a judge. I have no desire to be a judge. They're so passionate about it, okay, that they're spending their Saturday all day long judging a contest. They've done it before. They love it. They love helping out. They love teaching. They're doing that as a labor of love, not for money, you know, okay? Look, if they could judge the contest, when you line out there, you and the 9 other guys, they've done this so many times, they could probably pick the winner right then of you just walking out and send you out and judge it right there. Okay, they don't even need all these mandatory poses because in contests, it usually only comes down to 1 or 2. You know, they don't need that much time. Their eyes are so trained on what they do. Now, when they go through that whole process, it's so easy to weed out the winners for them. All right? If you did not win, you were not in shape, your structure wasn't this and that, okay? My point is this. They judge those contests fairly. They have no desire to screw anybody. And look, this is a guy, I've won contests, I've lost contests, I've always been judged fairly. You got to have that belief, because you're not going to go through this whole process and think, oh, God, I'm going to get screwed. I'm going to diet for 12 weeks, 15 weeks, but the judging is unfair. The judging is fair. You got to remember that. All right, well, that our show is no longer live on the air, so I'm kind of continuing on. And those are just some very important, some organizing principles when it comes to contest preparation. We're going to continue on this, get into some more specifics. Just notice I didn't talk about the last week, carbohydrate manipulation, water, salt, high reps during the last week, all those little really details, okay? You're not at the point, many of you, to even worry about those details. We got a long way to go before we even start talking to them. So, Ben, anything else you want to say about that, anything I said as we wrap up the show?
Yeah, just that I just loved, you know, hearing about that. It was amazing, you know, all that topic material. And, yeah, just really, really enjoyed, you know, every moment of that. So that's all I've got to say.
Yeah. Okay, so, Ben, you have your questions. I know you do. We're going to continue this conversation about contest preparation next week, so have that. Ben, have a great week. Thank you again for joining us. Visit Ben Lewis's website, benlewisfitness.com. .webs.com, benlewisfitness.webs.com. Email Ben Lewis at benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au. Get those top 10 nutritional tips of Ben, and also become friends with Ben Lewis, B-E-N-L-E-W-I-S, on Facebook to stay up to date. That's my bodybuilding training talk radio show for today. I am Skip LaCour. Visit my website at skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com, and visit the AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com. Have a great week.
Earn the body that you really want by making a commitment, investing the time and energy needed to learn the most effective and efficient strategies, and then developing the mindset to follow through on a consistent basis with my DVD and book library special. I've written 10 books and have produced 7 DVDs that explain every facet of bodybuilding. Over 1,900 pages are written and over 20 hours of video footage have been created of pure instruction and passion. Weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, motivation, and mental strategies are all included. My almost 20 years of commitment have helped men just like you take their bodies to the next level in over 52 countries around the planet. Start mastering this area of your life today and order my complete DVD and book library special. I've bundled this powerful information in a discounted package price. I will even ship your important investment absolutely free. So go to skiplacour.com and order that package now. Order it right now at skiplacour.com, and there'll be more free bonuses with the order.